Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, Max Verstappen on pole after Lando Norris crashes, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-04-19T18:43:20.715Z, description colon Lando Norris crashes out of qualifying at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix as Max Verstappen beats McLaren's Oscar Piastri to pole, comma dot. Verstappen claims Saudi GP pole after Norris crash, image source, Reuters image caption. Before qualifying it had looked like Max Verstappen would struggle to be as fast as McLaren pair Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent, published, April 19, 2025, 1931 BST, 177 comments, updated 14 minutes ago. Championship leader Lando Norris crashed out of qualifying at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix and will start 10th as Max Verstappen beat the Briton's McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri to pole position. Verstappen in his Red Bull pipped Piastri by 0.01 seconds to take his second pole position of the year in scintillating style. Mercedes' George Russell was third, split from teammate Andrea Kimi Antonelli by Ferrari's Charles Leclerc. Williams' Carlos Sainz beat Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton to sixth place, ahead of Red Bull's Yuki Tsunoda and Alpine's Pierre Gasly. Norris' crash interrupted the first runs of all his rivals in Q3 apart from Piastri, who laid down a marker just before his teammate lost control over the curb at turn 5 and slid sideways into the wall. When the session resumed, Verstappen went out on his semi-used tires and took over top spot in his Red Bull from Piastri by just 0.001 seconds. The four-time world champion came straight back in to switch to fresh tires and, while he warmed up, first Russell, and then Piastri, took top spot. But Verstappen signaled his intent with a blistering first sector, 0.123 seconds quicker than Piastri. Although the Australian was quicker in both the second and third sectors, the Dutchman had done enough to grab pole. Verstappen said, "I definitely didn't expect to be on pole here, but the car came alive in the night and it was a lot more enjoyable to drive. The grip was coming to me. Around here a qualifying lap is extremely difficult. It is really satisfying. Tomorrow in the race it will be tough to keep them behind, but we are going to give it a good go." Piastri said, "Max has done a good job, another high-speed circuit for them, where they seem to have a little more success. Our pace is good. It's going to be a tough race, the tires are softer than last year and we'll see if that plays to our advantage. Norris will have to rely on the strong race pace of the McLaren to try to limit the damage to his championship position, as he starts the race 3 points clear of Piastri and 8 in front of Verstappen. His accident was caused by him misjudging the entry to the chicane at turns 4 and 5. The car oversteered onto the curb at 5 and was flicked into the wall on the exit, damaging the left-hand side of the car. He swore over the radio that he was an idiot, but was unhurt." Russell said he had mixed feelings because he felt there was more in his car, adding that he rued Mercedes' decision not to use the same strategy as Red Bull after the red flag. Related topics, Formula 1, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 177, top stories, live. Premier League, Aston Villa hit 4 against Newcastle to boost Champions League hopes, reaction. 19,893 viewing, 20K viewing, Villa hit 4 past Newcastle in stunning win, Verstappen claims Saudi GP pole after Norris crash, published 14 minutes ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, Rick Stein explores age-old traditions and modern tastes, the wild origins of the modern-day roller coaster, John Sim stars in the provocative 90s drama, The Lakes. Can Shrek contend with his new in-laws? Elsewhere in sport, homemade Hawkeye? Sabalenka takes pick of ball mark to dispute call, the Hampden goal by a Palestinian that will be cheered in homeland, Kane scores again as Bayern go 9 points clear, WI miss out on Women's World Cup by 0.01 run rate, Wilson, O'Sullivan, Trump, Selby, who will win World Snooker Championship, Aberdeen score late extra time winner to beat Hearts. Video: Aberdeen score late extra time winner to beat Hearts, Football Daily. Audio: Football Daily, Olympic legend Fraser Price shows no mercy to fellow parents at school sports day. Video: Olympic legend Fraser Price shows no mercy to fellow parents at school sports day. 3 games from glory, Man Utd begin to show never say die DNA. Sutton's predictions v DJ and producer Cheryl. How could Liverpool replace Alexander Arnold? World handicap system manipulators are cheats. RNA, from beer to betting. How have football shirt sponsors changed? Snooker World Championship Guide, draw, seeds and coverage. Getting the meals right, green on kidney condition and Ashes hopes. What does the definition of a woman ruling mean for sport? The life, loss and legacy of Kevin Campbell, don't give up. Why Petey was convinced to go again. McIlroy in the conversation to be Europe's greatest golfer. How coping with heartbreak changed everything for McIlroy. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth. Audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance. Contact the BBC. BBC emails for you. Advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. window __web_app_config__=, window_initial_data_data_=\\global_navigation, country:\\end\language:\engb\end\service:\commercial\\\name\\\global\navigation\\\props\\country\\it\\commercial\\service\commercial\.